This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Been using that intro for the Talk Radio Countdown Show for decades, it seems, and it's still very fitting. Yes, here we are with the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, and the fact that it's Thanksgiving weekend means nothing to us. As Michael says, the Talk Countdown goes on. Yes, like the mailman, you gotta get in sleet, snow, make any difference. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. We go through the lists, and we'll have our discussion about some things that are hopefully geared to the loveliness of the Thanksgiving weekend, even though we look at the list, not necessarily a lovely, it's a great list, but it's not necessarily lovely. There's a difference between maybe lovely would be the top 10 things that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are doing, right? We could have that list, but that's not the talk radio. Although a lot of people on talk radio programs are talking about that stuff. Don't you wish they'd just leave him alone? That's what I think. Get lost. Anyway. All right. So now I've had my editorial comment. Time for you, Michael, if you will, please, to go through the story list and the people list so we can get a grounding here as to what's going on.
Okay. Here we go. At number 10, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter dies. At number 9, China-U.S. relations. At number 8, Thanksgiving weekend, and that's tied with the JFK assassination anniversary. I believe it's been 60 years, which is hard to digest. At number 7, Voting Rights Act ruling. At number 6, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 5, Sam Altman and the open AI controversy. At number 4, the 2024 presidential race. At number 3, Trump's legal battles and the gag order. And number 2, protests and anti-Semitism and Musk sues Media Matters. And at number 1, we have the Israel-Hamas war and the hostage negotiations and the truce. On the People's Survey, we have Rosalynn Carter at 10, Xi Jinping at 9. At number 8, House Speaker Mike Johnson. At number 7, Sam Altman. At number 6, candidates Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. At number 5, Arthur Engoron and Jeffrey McConaughey. He was a witness who wept on the stand. At number 4, Donald Trump. At number 3, Elon Musk. At number 2, Benjamin Netanyahu. And number 1, Joe Biden. And there is our Thanksgiving week chart, kind of a different kind of week from a standpoint of the timing. A lot of people took the day off and were substitute hosts, and in some cases best ofs, and in some cases special shows. So the holiday kind of turns things around a little, but it's a pretty good accurate overview of what's been talked about on News Talk Radio this past week.
I have, we did a special Thanksgiving program. We put together lots of bits and pieces of things to do the Good Day program so people had a fresh listen on Thanksgiving, because I think that's kind of an obligation. And I don't mean this is not about my brethren and the talk radio world, but how irrelevant is it to have somebody play the best of something, a discussion that took place 4 or 5 months ago that has no relevancy whatsoever in the world today? And again, that's not critical. It just is, what's the point, much as anything else? So, having said that, the items here that I find, this is kind of right versus left. If I take a shot or a swing at something that is right versus left, I try not to do it politically, and the Musk suing Media Matters is a perfect example, because Media Matters is pretty left of center, and Elon Musk is known for being fairly right of center, and what's going on at X is, I think you consider that some of the activities there have looked like his political philosophy is right of center. So, what do you make of this, Michael? What do you know about Media Matters, first of all, that some folks who are listening might not know about?
Media Matters is an organization that its mission is to try to hold the media accountable, primarily conservative media, in terms of factuality. They're basically a fact-checking organization with, I don't know whether they're left-wing, but their targets are usually right-wing, And whether you agree with their politics or not, for the most part, they're pretty credible. They're tough and they go after people. They monitor shows. They release excerpts of programs in which people basically put their own foot in their mouth. They're a pretty credible organization from the standpoint that they don't overtly lie or distort or misrepresent. They just are on the attack, and they play a role. Musk, on the other hand, I gotta tell you, I haven't cared much for that guy from the very beginning. You know that. It has nothing to do with his right wing or conservative values. There's something about him that's a little bit off kilter.
Right, let me see if I can put my finger on it, because you're right. And what happens, the same thing is true with Gates. The same thing is true with people who are very wealthy. They become very much focused on their own world, and people around them don't give them a picture of the real world unless they reach out of their world into the real world. So you have the guy that runs Amazon, the guy that runs Apple. You know, all these people are in a world of their own because they can be. And so why people pay so much attention, who gives a damn what Elon Musk thinks? And why should we give a damn what Gates thinks or what's his face from Amazon? They don't affect our world. They may try
to. Yes, they do. And it does matter what they think. Not so much Gates, because he doesn't own the Washington Post and he doesn't own X, formerly known as Twitter. But when somebody gets rich enough and their background isn't even in journalism to be able to write a check and suddenly have power over a major platform and then use that platform to perpetrate and proselytize their own political perspective, in the case of Musk, tremendous amount of accusations of anti-Semitism just having a field day on Twitter. I hate calling it X. X sounds...
Yeah, it's not stupid. Yeah, it's really...
It does matter what they think.
Well, maybe I didn't put it quite the right way.
When they have control of the media that they didn't necessarily, earn through deeds and experience, but rather through a stroke of the pen.
Okay, so you're right. In that sense, I was overstating or overreaching, perhaps, which is one of the good things about us having our conversation every week. We can sort of trim back the extraneous stuff on the side and bring it into the focus, into the present, and into the center. Musk has never been anybody that I was happy with. I always say you shouldn't judge people, but we all do. And I just never liked...
You're in the wrong business if you don't believe in judging people.
Yeah, I know. But, I try to set a different tone. But Musk has always come across to me... well, I hope I do anyway. The whole business of Musk and how he looks, he just comes across as being someone who's almost from outer space. He just is a kind of slimy, squirmy.
That's why he wants to take us back there. There is something creepy about him, but I try not to judge people on their exterior creepiness, because the same could be said about me or you or anybody. He is kind of creepy. When people do things that you don't care for, their creepy factor seems even more creepy. I mean, Musk is very high on the talker's creepitude chart.
Okay, then let's look at somebody else who might be. I mean, there are people behind the scenes in the Biden administration. I don't know if I'd put Joe Biden in the creepitude, but I would put Trump there to a certain extent. And it's now, people, I get criticism. you'll appreciate this. Some guy called me this week on the Good Day program and referred to me as a masshole. Now, those of us...
I love that term. I hate that term.
So you and I are both from Massachusetts, and we both understand the reference to it. This was a guy in Arkansas who... just had the typical attitude. He doesn't really know me or know my politics because I'm not the typical quote unquote masshole. I have a lot of libertarian in me. And so anyway, but I get a kick out of his anger. My God, I didn't even put him. Most of the time I put people like that on the air, but I didn't put him on the air because he just sounded just so angry. And does that typify the people who are supportive of Trump? I mean, think about what, and back to influencing media, he doesn't have to own anything. He just seems to control the media on that side and controls the conversation. And that's the other side of it.
Trump's basic platform is one of anger. His platform is one of revenge, one of vengeance, one of anger, complaint. So wouldn't be surprising that a lot of his most ardent fans and followers would have a degree of anger.
Do you want to explain?
Trump is an a- what?
Do you want to explain what a masshole is?
I don't know what a masshole is. It's what people
say
Massachusetts. First of all, I don't come. I'm not from Massachusetts. I live in Massachusetts. I'm from New York. So you're from Massachusetts, and there is a difference. Right. So I have a little bit more of an objective overview of the people from Massachusetts. But I think masshole is a term of jealousy that a lot of people have. One, because Massachusetts is rated as a very intelligent state and has a very high level of education. Then you add the liberal factor to it, and Massachusetts comes across to people that may live in Arkansas or other places as being overly liberal and overly elitist. And
do you remember?
That's what reputation means. Am I right?
Well, I think right. And that's what a lot of people think who are general thinkers, not basically good thinkers. The first day I was on the air in the fall of 1988 on WCKY in Cincinnati, when I went on the air, I was telling people who I was and where I came from, and generally you give them a little background before we get into the issues. And the first call that I got wasn't more than 12 minutes into the program. It was this guy who came on the air and said, "You dirty son of a bitch, what are you doing here? You don't belong here. Get on the next plane and go back to Boston, you liberal no-good bastard." That was the first call.
Wow.
Nice, huh?
Oh, gosh.
That was 1980. Yeah. I've survived, but, it's just interesting how people view you for a number of reasons. Okay. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with more focus on, hopefully we'll find the good in some things to talk about here as we continue. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller at the Calitrin headquarters. I've seen some things on the toploss.com website indicating that some people lost like 90 pounds.
You have to start somewhere. So, those people that have lost 90 pounds, it took a year or even more to get to that point. With Calitrin, it's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be overnight results with weight loss. When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health by revving up your metabolism, through rebuilding lean muscle tissue, through overall helping decrease cravings.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving?
We've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, leave it to the pros. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the hot hits in talk radio this weekend. It's Thanksgiving. Michael's on the go. I'm on the go. I'm up in Napa in wine country this weekend. My son and his wife and their family had Thanksgiving up on the top of a mountain. And so that's where I am, on the top of my mountain.
And are you high? I mean, in wine country.
You know, I was teasing
you. Have you had a few snorts of the local product?
No, you know me. I don't drink. I don't like wine at all. But they were trying to get me to sample a few different kinds of wine that came from their vineyards. They have a vineyard and 60 acres of grapes and stuff. So, and they actually have fun producing some of it themselves, like the old bathtub days. Remember that Lucille Ball incident? Do you remember?
I don't remember which one you're talking about. But
well, she was
Lucille Ball in a bathtub makes me laugh.
Well, no, I was thinking of she did some. She got a job in a winery is stopping grapes.
That's one of the funniest pieces of comedy ever recorded, a lot of it was spontaneous. Lucille Ball, they were in Italy, and they went to a grape a winery, and there was Italian old Italian women, and I say that kind of clinically, they were meant to look like old Italian women, or a woman was in there stomping grapes. And Lucille went in there, and they wound up having a fight. And the fight was real. They were throwing each other down into the grapes and all kinds of stuff. And it was pretty wild. You're not doing anything like that.
No, I am not, as a matter of fact. I am going to take my son and my grandson out today to see the sights and have just time walking around. I don't have much of that time, and I relish it both the time with my son and my grandson. And my grandson is just being able to... my grandchildren call me Gramps. So he's... My other grandson, Miles, who's 9, is teaching Jasper, who's 2, how to say Gramps. And so he's very pleased with himself when he can't quite get the R out. But the rest of it, he can get out.
Sorry, Gramps. The R becomes a W. Hey, Gramps.
Yeah, right,
I'm
exactly.
Grampy.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, let's get back to where we are here. And one of the things that, with Thanksgiving upon us and the things that we have to be thankful for, I'm trying to encourage all of us to think about the good you know, the stuff, I got off onto this Trump thing because I do, and is talking about, you know, the way that he treats people and all of that stuff, and how it's become sort of a model. There's a lot of stuff that's so crude now, and so, you know, there's a lot of need for creating change, no question about that. There's a lot of wrong things going on in the country, and we try to continue to address them, but we've lost touch with our ability to kind of sit back and say, okay, this just isn't acceptable. And so is that something that we can, and it's not up to me to moderate. I moderate myself. That's it. I don't moderate you. You don't moderate me. You know, and I look at the stuff. Number three is the gag order and Trump and all of the threats that have been sent to judges is like 200 pages of threats from Trump followers and that kind of stuff. And I just wonder where it all goes. I know where it begins. But where does it go, and how does that become part of our conversation?
Well, it goes in one direction or another. It either continues to go down, 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 and the society becomes coarse, and political dialogue becomes hateful, and everybody is demonized, and if somebody is your political enemy, they're not just a colleague with whom you disagree on issues. They're a horrible person.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And the other way it goes is people get sick of it, and all of a sudden the pendulum swings the other way.
Yeah.
Which way it's going to go, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll find out. We're going to change our direction. We will get another half hour here this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A project manager, Tavis Rogers, fired by Newmont Mining Corporation for missing a COVID-19 vaccination deadline, has filed a lawsuit alleging religious discrimination. Rogers, employed for about 7 months, raised concerns about the vaccination requirement issued in November 2021. He sought permission to work remotely instead of getting vaccinated, but the lawsuit claims the company did not accommodate his request, leading to his termination. The two individuals who lost their lives in a fatal explosion on the U.S.-Canada border on Wednesday have been identified as a married couple from Grand Island, New York. Monica and Kurt P. Villani, both 53 years old, were involved in a crash on Rainbow Bridge, the entry and exit point to Canada at Niagara Falls, on Wednesday morning. Witnesses reported that the vehicle went airborne after hitting a cement median, subsequently catching fire and exploding upon colliding with a border crossing booth. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We both are traveling this weekend, but it is our job, and we are here to do our job to make sure that everybody knows as they listen across the weekend to the Countdown Show what is in the charts, what do some of these stories, how do they affect us one way or another. It's very interesting. With number four, the presidential race, I had John Harper from WMEL on in our companion hour, the Talk Radio Review, and he was talking about how Robert F. Kennedy isn't making any traction in Florida, whereas he is in many other places in the country, and kind of surprising places that he's making traction. And so I said to him, the simple reason is that, especially if you're on the East Coast, if you're in Palm Beach County or Boca or down in Miami-Dade, the people who are influential and who get people to vote or spend money to get people to vote are trying, they love Trump because he protects their money. What else is there? And that's not bad, but it's maybe not the best reason in the world to vote for. Well, everybody's got their own reason, though, isn't it? That's one of the things that we probably ought to look into a little bit more. Why do people vote the way they vote? You've been studying this for a long time. I could ask you, Michael, why you vote the way you vote, not how you vote, but why do you vote? And why do you think people, your wife and other folks that you know, and certainly the people that we talk to on the radio, do we ever really get into the psychology of why you support this person or that issue or, you know, whatever the relevancy is of the time?
Well, I vote for people that I like. I think they're good looking and dress well.
of course you do. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love when people say, why are you voting for that guy? Well, I like what he says. Mm-hmm. Well, what about what he does? I don't know what he does, but I like what he says.
What he says, right, exactly.
I think the psychology of voting, you bring up a very, very interesting topic. In some ways, it's just downright frustrating the way people mm-hmm. vote, that they vote based upon emotion. In some small towns, they vote based upon the name on the line, the lawn sign. If they recognize the name, they'll vote for it, even if it's not even a relative of the person that they like. They vote for race. They vote for religion. They vote for a woman. They vote, there's identity politics. Most people do not vote on issues and character and how it relates to their self-interest. I mean, one of the things that amazes me, Doug, are people that vote for candidates that if they're elected, they go against the interests of the people that vote for them. They don't even realize that. Have you noticed that?
Yes, very much so. It's like what's in the water that influences people and how they can be so dramatically tied to somebody that they don't really even know. And, you know, that's it.
Well,
it's a groundswell, you know, of people that get behind somebody. It's like a cult, right? I mean, Trump, think about
it. Yeah, well, and what happens is your ego is invested in it. You've argued with your crazy uncle so much about politics at Thanksgiving that now you're invested in winning. It's your personal argument. It's sort of like sports, but sports, it doesn't hurt anybody if you want to be a fool and have loyalty to people who are multimillionaires and wouldn't even give you a free ticket if you were desperate to see a game. I mean, but in politics, I don't think anybody should give their heart to a stranger. You should just be very, very, you should loan your support, you know, every time you vote, and then that's the end of it. We should engage in critical thinking when it comes to judging politicians.
Knowing you as I do, I have to think that on Thanksgiving Day, you were watching the Dallas game against Washington as Dallas and Dolly Parton both beat the hell out of Washington.
I watched a few minutes of it. I didn't have time because of the dinner and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I watched some of the clips afterward. But I didn't realize until today that Dolly Parton was part of the halftime show.
Yeah,
I hear she did very well, but I don't know.
She,
I
mean, the old Queen song.
She was good.
We Are the Champions, she did.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Well, was she good?
Yeah, she's always good. You know that. She's great. She's fabulous.
Was she dressed?
Yeah, she was like a Dallas Cowboys. She was like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. That was.
I saw a picture. I thought I saw a belly button. I wasn't sure about it.
Maybe. Yeah,
my imagination, or what?
You know, I want to talk about we're focused on our presidential race here, number four. And oftentimes in our story list, we have the economy in one way, shape, or form as a focus. We don't this week, but we have pretty regularly because of the interest rates and because of the, you know, the continuing strength of the economy. There was a presidential election in Argentina this week. And in Argentina, they had a guy who came from nowhere. I was thinking, all right, well, we had Jimmy Carter who came from nowhere. We had Bill Clinton who came from nowhere. How many other people, if you look in the modern era, weren't well known before they started running for president? So anyway, Zelensky is kind of an example of that over in Ukraine. And I wonder if this is the question I have is if this is a trend. This guy who became the president in Argentina as moderately conservative, but he seems to like America, and they're going to change their currency. The official currency of Argentina has been the peso, and this guy is going to change it to the dollar, which will be very influential. People who are watching the markets, because the dollar is changing rapidly because the Fed has not increased the interest rates. As a matter of fact, the indicators are pretty strong, and then inflation is under control, employment is good, if not really good, and all the signs point to the dollar being stronger. When the Chinese are trying to knock us off, we apparently are becoming stronger. And because Argentina took on the dollar as its standard currency, it really gave it a boost. Now, I don't know whether people understand or even if they care. Maybe I'm too much into the weeds here. But I think there's an influence there that isn't seen. Maybe partially because we aren't doing a very good job of educating people as to what's going on in the rest of the world. But here's a huge shot in the arm for the American dollar. And
you're right. Argentina is the second largest economy in South America.
Yeah.
Brazil is the first. Both countries are very large countries.
Yep.
Americans don't realize how big Brazil and Argentina are in terms of their output, their economies, their populations. We don't pay attention to South America, which is interesting. We pay more attention to places on the other side of the oceans than right here in our own hemisphere. But what you said is true. It is a boost for the American dollar. The American dollar is often maligned. Everybody talks about the American dollar is going to lose its value, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know. It seems to have been a pretty good bet over the decades, over the centuries. So
We have we're falling into this trap that we fall into, the uncritical overview of what the Chinese are saying, that they are conspiring, of course, with the Russians and with Iran. Well, of all the countries on the planet, if you have to have enemies, China and Russia and Iran, pretty good team to not have on your side if it's got to be two sides. And so they're trying to conspire together to weaken the dollar. And in fact, all of their actions have done nothing. The Chinese yen has lost value, partially because of some of the things we've been talking about this week. I'm not saying my country, tis of thee, is the greatest thing, but it's...
No, that's okay. Okay.
I'm tired of...
But if I may jump in, I think that...
Yeah.
I don't think that those four countries, you know, Iran, North Korea, China, and Russia, can trust each other.
No.
It's an unholy alliance. You know, when bad people form joint ventures, and I'm not saying they're bad, I just don't care for them. Politically, the people of these countries, it's a whole different story. But in terms of their governments and their political leaders, no, I don't care for them. And when people of that nature form deals together, the odds are those deals are not going to work because they screw each other.
Yeah.
And that's probably what will happen here.
The thing that is, for me, as we look at, we'll do a year-end overview, a snapshot, if you will, in a month after Christmas of the big stories of the year. I think the border situation, number six this week on the countdown, the story list, is about the situation on the border. I think that is our number one. I don't think China's the biggest problem in and of itself. I don't think anything is as big a problem as the stuff that's happening on the border. I just don't. I have not, and I haven't been convinced of anything other than this for a number of years, frankly. Trump tried to do something about it. One of the good things that he did, Biden has been a horror show. The people that run his presidency, like Susan Rice, who I'm trying to figure out what the motivation is. What do you want to let all these people in the country for? Are you really wanting to help them? Or do you figure they'll all register as Democrats and vote for you? Well, what's the motivation for it? It seems to be so un-American. Am I missing something?
I don't know what you're missing, but it is a problem. It certainly was the issue that propelled Trump to the forefront.
Yeah.
It was a talk radio issue that the rest of the media ignored for well over 15 years.
Yeah.
And then Trump came along and made a front burner issue out of it. It's a complicated issue. I don't think you made a statement a moment ago. You said, why do we want to let all those people in? I don't know if we want to let them in. I think that there's problems from a humanitarian level to simply a tactical level on how to keep all these people out of America.
I don't mind having them
here.
I don't mind having them come here if they're going to accomplish something or they can contribute, because we need the help for sure. But just to indiscriminately let everybody kind of wander in like ants out of an anthill is folly. It's suicidal. Anyway.
There are a lot of questions about it as to the details.
Okay, so let's look at number eight this week, the continuing focus on JFK's assassination. It's the 60th anniversary this week of that, and we think you and I, who both certainly were around for it, remember what happened on that day. I was in high school as a senior. I was a junior in high school. You're probably a little younger than I am. I went into the library as school ended. The buzz started, and we went into the library and just stayed there for hours watching Walter Cronkite tell the story. And then, as you know, as my career went along, I became friends with Jack Anderson, and he wrote, in my mind, the definitive response to the Warren Commission report and what actually happened to JFK. And even today, people don't want to, I don't know if embrace is the right word, they don't want to hear that what really happened happened. So these the couple of Secret Service agents who have written books in conjunction with the 60th anniversary, and they blow the Warren Commission report out of the water for different reasons, but, you know, and we still, oh, yeah, we got to, this is, he was shot by Oswald. That's a bunch of bunkum. And it seems to be more clear as you look at it, but it isn't so much who shot him. It was the ramifications of what happened after and all the speculation. What would America be like today if John F. Kennedy had lived?
There have been movies and shows and books, you know, that hadn't happened, and it's fascinating. It definitely, some people believe in terms of the laws of physics that there are multiple universes, and maybe there's this whole different timeline we're on because of that.
You know, I hadn't thought about it that way. That's a brilliant way to look at it. And that's, thank you. I'll make sure that sticks with my rhetoric about it as we move ahead. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Thanksgiving weekend. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison here. The people list, according to the research done this week by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the staff talks to program directors of talk stations, hosts on talk stations, listens around to what the discussions are and comes up with the list. And on the people list at number 10 is Rosalynn Carter. At number 9 is Xi Jinping. Number 8, focus on Mike Johnson, the new speaker. Number 7, the whole AI thing and how it's connected to Sam Altman. Nikki Haley is at 6. Arthur Engoron, we don't know, we've sort of stumbled into this one because it hasn't been on our focus this week. We'll find out what it's about. Trump is 4, Elon Musk is 3, Netanyahu is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine. The interesting thing is that Benjamin Netanyahu's wife is getting a lot of attention, interestingly enough, from folks around the world. So anyway, that's our people list from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the inner sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal when you talk to people? I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to. But it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. Time now for our story list from the folks at Talkers Magazine for this week of Thanksgiving. The top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. The death of Rosalynn Carter comes in at number 10. Our relationship with China comes in at 9. What happened during Thanksgiving week? 8. The Voting Rights Act and the ruling thereupon. Number 7. The migrant situation, border situation seems to find itself in our list pretty much every week. At 6. The open AI controversy at number 5, presidential race at 4, Trump and his foolishness with his legal battles and his basic disrespect for authority, number 3, that's my quick interpretation of that. The protests, especially the focus on anti-Semitism and the complete ignorance that goes with that. That's another editorial from me. Number two. Number one is the war itself and the hostage negotiations and the ceasefire and that sort of thing. So that's the list from Talkers Magazine. Find it at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm here, Doug Steffen. Hello. You should know who this was. They should never. Radio 101 is never assume that the audience knows anything. That's the worst thing to do. You always have to tell people who you are, what the program is, what are we doing here. So this is a review of the hot hits in talk radio. The stories are put together in the People List by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And so each week we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, who has worked with Talkers for a long time, worked with me for a long time, mostly because we're in the same circle, I guess, as much as anything else. And so, yep. and we're the circle of outsiders in the talk radio world, right? We're the people who never win any awards. We just kind of show up.
You sound like Jerry Williams.
Yeah, right. Jerry was one of the great talk show hosts in Boston for years and years and years. I never had anybody even throw me a dinner, right? Nobody gave me a dinner.
Yeah.
And you used to work on the air at RKO with him at the same time. I remember him. We were friends. He was just the same curmudgeon off the air as he was on the air. Exactly the same.
It's so funny. I was going to say the same thing. The persona was exactly the right,
exactly,
and curmudgeon
same.
Is the perfect word for Jerry.
Absolutely. All right, so let's look at some of these stories this week in legal ramifications, the Voting Rights Act ruling. What's your thinking when you saw that at first? That's number seven this week in the story. What do you think?
I was kind of shocked, and the gist of it is that the Voting Act, to protect the rights of people to vote, when there are claims that the Voting Act has been violated, the appeals courts have said that it is only the government that can bring cases to allege that. So if you have a government that is in power at the moment that likes voter suppression, then you're not going to have anything like that. And the idea that private individuals who are affected and have an interest in it can't bring that kind of a case, I think is incredibly dangerous. And I'm hopeful that as it goes up through the courts that this will change. You know, an interesting thing when you say about going to the Supreme Court, it's a very conservative Supreme Court right now, and one that seems to have embraced many of the right-wing kind of philosophies, but not all the time. I mean, there are some really bright guys, and one of them who was so criticized when he was getting on the court was Kavanaugh. And Kavanaugh has made some decisions that have surprised both sides. In some instances, he has towed the conservative line. In others, he has lined up with the progressives, as has Judge Justice Roberts. So I may be disappointed sometimes, but I still have great respect for this court and hope.
You know, one of the things that's very interesting, there are two questions here with regard to that. One of them is looking at the present group, and as you just suggested, how smart they are and how unpredictable most of them have been. And the one that stands out that's glaring is Clarence Thomas, who is an embarrassment. He's not that bright. He was never the right choice to begin with. There were a lot of questions. I was always disappointed in George Bush, the father, for appointing him.
Yeah, I was a Bush fan, and
me too.
Not a good choice.
Yeah, no, he's horrible. All right, anyway, let's move on into the situation with Trump and the gag order and 200 pages of stuff that have been aimed at judges threatening them, and the fact that Trump doesn't, you know, care about anybody but Trump. And that's not legal.
Well,
but what is the legal side to this continuing saga?
Yeah, I mean, this is a man who unfortunately has no respect for the legal process.
Anything.
But you're right. It's anything other than him. Particularly in this instance, where he puts up insightful comments and inflaming, knowing that people have already responded with violence to this, and he has personally attacked the judges in Washington and New York and the clerks. And right now, one of there are two gag orders in Washington and New York that are being reviewed, and just on Thanksgiving, the prosecutors filed a new request in regard to the gag orders with 275 pages of the most vile threats that were being made by phone, by text, to these various judges and court personnel, which can be directly attributed to Trump's comments. And so what you're looking at is, do we have to wait for one of these people to be killed for the American public to understand it's not acceptable?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And don't forget the Thanksgiving scams. And now that we're into the Christmas shopping season, go to Steve's website, Stephen J. Wiseman, who is our legal authority. But he also has put together this website, scamaside.com, where you can review things that you think are a little iffy. All right, that's the story for this part of the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.